it's up to you and me to shine a guiding light and lead the way. United by our cause, we have the power to pursue what we believe. We'll achieve the realization of our dreams.
Hello and welcome to this edition of New Horizons. I'm Vaughan Bennison. Thanks once again for your company. A very packed program today, so let's get into it. You can't help but be aware by now of some comments that were made by Senator Pauline Hanson last week in Senate hearings relating to education. Her comments seem to suggest that people with autism and other disabilities do not belong in regular classrooms for their education because they're disruptive and they take away the attention of teachers who would be better off teaching, quote, normal, unquote, or non-disabled students. I found these comments quite reprehensible, and I decided it was worth following up with Ross Joyce. Ross is the CEO of AFDO, the Australian Federation of Disability Organisations. AFDO have taken a very strong view of this, as has Blind Citizens Australia. He joins me on the line now. Ross, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Vaughan. A pleasure to be here.
Most people by now will be aware of the comments that Senator Hanson made last week, but just for those who've missed it, can you go into some detail?
Yeah, sure, Vaughan. Senator Hanson took the opportunity in the Senate to make comments in relation to autistic children and their participation in the mainstream education system. Her comments were very ill-informed and quite offensive to a lot of people, and I'm not just talking about people with disability either. And they related to segregating autistic children into separate classrooms. And part of the rationale that she had for that was that teachers in the mainstream classroom, as she referred to it as, had to spend more time with them, and that detracted the amount of time that they had available for other students within the classroom. And that, as you know, Vaughan, flies in the face of many studies that have been done both here and overseas and internationally about the fact that segregation is not the best way for children to learn. It's certainly not the best way for children to gain an appreciation of the differences within the community, and it doesn't help either way, either, you know, what you children without a disability or those with a disability.
So would you think that her comments were sheer blatant ignorance or a completely misguided attempt to start discussion on the issue?
I'd like to give it the benefit of the doubt and say that they were an attempt to create that discussion around the funding for the education system and how we do need to provide greater supports through the education system for people with any sort of learning disability or people with a disability, because not everyone can fit into just the mainstream view of the education system and how it should operate.
It's been a long debated issue, this issue of segregating children with disabilities in education. And I know that when I went through school, I went to a blind school for the first 5.5 years of my schooling in New Zealand. And then when I came to Australia, I attended a, quote, normal, unquote, school. And, you know, to be perfectly honest, I don't think I could say from my point of view which one was better. I think they both had advantages. But it seems to be the general belief these days that children with disabilities should be educated with their mainstream peers. And there is research to back that up, I understand.
Yeah, absolutely, Vaughan. There's a lot of studies that have been made on this very issue, and they show that the results are much better for all concerned if we have that inclusive avenue through our education system, and that children of all types are included in the one class area and gain a greater understanding about humanity. I think the thing, Vaughan, is AFDO certainly does not support segregation of any children with any particular form of disability or learning requirements, and don't see that as a positive step. As I said, that's backed up by many, many studies. And the other side of it is it's about ensuring that, you know, we're not, as it were, hiding people away. And that's that segregation issue. It's about we're an inclusive society. We should respect and understand that there are people with different capabilities, capacities, etc. And it's really important that you start that education process with all children, that they realise that we are a truly inclusive society. Now, to do that, segregating is definitely not the way.
I'm concerned that these comments might open up the field to people who will jump on that and bring back the age-old discussion of segregation and put us back, you know, 30 years. Does that concern you?
Absolutely. It certainly concerns myself and it concerns AFTO across the board and all our membership, of which BCA is a member, and I think they're a founding member, actually, of AFTO. So it concerns us greatly that it can allow the debate to run in that direction. We certainly wouldn't be putting up with that, and we'd be making very, very strong representations in that regard. However, I think we can see that when you deal with mainstream politics, that the major political parties and the minor parties don't accept that argument at all, which is very pleasing to see, and let alone the complete groundswell that came from across the community against that. So whilst it may give an avenue for that, and there's always people that have differing views, and that's fine, that's the society we are, it wouldn't get a lot of traction, I don't believe, across the board.
Well, here's hoping. Ross, why don't you tell us a bit about AFTO and what it is that you do?
We're the peak organisation in the disability sector, representing people with disability. And our member organisations, like BCA, are run by and for people with a disability. If you like, Bourne, I sort of describe it sometimes as the peak of peaks. So we're the peak of disability-specific peak organisations. That's in the main. We also have a number of other members, but the bulk of our membership are the national disability-specific peak organisations, such as BCA, Deafness Forum, etc. And what we're trying to do is work on their behalf, representing people with disability, to work together to achieve common goals. Part of that is, as I mentioned earlier, about inclusiveness across the community. That's an important one for us. So we're trying to ensure that people with a disability can participate in all aspects of social, economic, political and cultural life.
I suppose it's fair to say that you're an organisation made up of organisations, but are there ways that the general community can become involved?
Sure, there's always ways. In terms of we do a number of submissions and we're always keen to hear from people with disability and including their families, carers, about issues of concern. And obviously that's available via contact through our website or directly to the office in Melbourne. And we take up a range of issues during the year. And of course, we're still consulted with by governments across the board in terms of issues of policy matters. Also, we're keen on looking at disability employment area and following up on that. So there's quite a wide range of ways that we can do that. We have an active social media presence happening. So there are ways that we're gathering what the views are. And there's also ways that you can directly input into those views. One is obviously via the various member organisations who obviously we do a lot of work with and stay in touch with and collaborate on the issues of concern. So people can take a range of different opportunities to let us know what their thoughts are and also the areas that they would like covered.
And how about you give us your contact details?
We're in Level 2, 247 Flinders Lane in Melbourne. We're in a great social enterprise office tower, which is called Ross House, and there are quite a wide range of grassroots and various community groups located in there. The phone number is 03962 3324, or as I said, get us on the website at www.afto.org.au.
Ross Joyce, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Bourne. It's been a pleasure.
And that was Ross Joyce, the CEO of the Australian Federation of Disability Organisations. And remember that if you too find these comments reprehensible, get in touch with Senator Hanson. You can find her details on the Senate website, or you can find details which relate to her parliamentary office. By all means, get in touch and let her know just what you think of those comments. Moving on now, next week we'll be speaking to John Simpson. John will be informing us about some constitutional changes related to Blind Citizens Australia and also what will be happening at the forthcoming convention. The convention will be held in Melbourne from the 13th to the 15th of October 2017. And as I said, John will tell us all about that. However, he joins me now with a very special invitation, particularly for those in Melbourne.
I certainly do, Vaughan. It's an invitation to all of those members who either live in the Melbourne area or who can be there on Saturday evening, the 8th of July. Over the weekend of the 7th to the 9th of July, we're hosting a leadership development forum, and we'll have about 40 plus members in Melbourne. So we're taking the opportunity to have an informal dinner on the Saturday night and inviting all of those who can be there to join us at the Bayview on the Park Hotel. That's 52 Queens Road, Melbourne, for dinner starting from 7 o'clock, $60 a head, drinks at bar prices, and no formalities.
Now, just as a reminder to people, that hotel is where we had the Victorian Convention last year, is it not?
That's the one, yes.
So that's Saturday night, the 8th of July. I'll be there. John, you'll be there, of course, as well. And there'll be a whole lot of other people from BCA. So come and join us and have a lot of fun. Remember that tickets for the dinner are $60 and you must register. It's important that you get your registration in urgently because arrangements need to be made. So if you're interested in attending that dinner, if you'd like the chance to have a chat to some people in BCA and find out more about what's going on and you're in the Melbourne area, by all means, get in touch with the BCA head office and they will take down your registration details. Audio description is something which rears its ugly head from time to time, and it's coming up again. The government is looking at a broadcast content reform package. Blind Citizens Australia and other blindness organisations such as Vision Australia and others, of course, are very keen to make sure that part of that entails audio description. Remember that Australia lags behind the rest of the English-speaking world on this, with no audio-described content in this country. So if you think that situation needs to be changed, then get in touch with the Blind Citizens Australia office and they will tell you how you can help. Alternatively, get in touch with your local Member of Parliament and just impress upon them how important it is that we have this valuable service, without which many blind people would be unable or find it very difficult to watch TV with their sighted peers. The person responsible for this broadcast content reform package is the Minister for Communications, Mitch Fifield. If you feel really strongly about this, get in touch with his office and make sure that he's well aware of your feelings, because you can make a difference. That's not the only thing Blind Citizens Australia has been working on. You'll remember that a couple of weeks ago we spoke to Katrina Taylor. Katrina is the recently appointed policy officer for Blind Citizens Australia, and she's working on a submission for a Senate hearing relating to the transition from school to work for people who are blind or vision impaired. She's keen to get your experiences and has set up a teleconference on the 10th of July, Monday the 10th of July, at 7:30pm Eastern Time. So if you're in South Australia, that will be 7 o'clock, and of course in Western Australia, it will be 5:30. If you'd like to be a part of that teleconference, and remember that Katrina is looking for the experiences on any people who are blind or vision impaired in their transition from school to work, get in touch with her, katrina.taylor@bca.org.au, katrina.taylor@bca.org.au. Alternatively, get in touch with the BCA head office and they will put you down for that teleconference. Registrations need to be in by the 6th of July for participation in that conference, so make sure you ring fairly quickly. You've got about a week and a half. Thursday the 6th of July is when the registrations are due in, and Monday the 10th of July at 7:30 Eastern Time is when the teleconference will be on. That's it for this week's program. I'm Vaughan Bennison. Don't forget that you can get in touch with the BCA head office by calling 1-800-033-660, 1-800-033-660. You can email them on bca@bca.org.au. And you can email me on new.horizons@bca.org.au. Don't forget, next week we hear from John Simpson, who will be telling us all about the upcoming convention. So don't miss that. Take care. Talk to you next week.
We'll achieve the realization of our dreams. Of our dreams.